Black History Month is a time to celebrate the achievements of African Americans, but it is also an important time to reflect on not only how far we've come, but how far we have to go. In this week's Crunk Culture Commentary, Robin Boy Lauren explains one of the ways racism sometimes hides in plain sight.
Colorblindness is an invention intended to eliminate racism. So when well-meaning white folks say they don't see color, what they mean to say is they don't want to be held accountable or held hostage to the ways white people have historically victimized people of color in this country. When they say skin color doesn't matter, what they mean is that they are uncomfortable admitting that race translates to disadvantages for people of color and privileges for people who are white. When they say they see all people the same, regardless of race, what they mean is that they don't share the racist views of their parents, and they don't want to promote the ideas of racial difference that led to institutionalized racism and the ideology of white supremacy. But truth is, people of color want to be seen. They don't want their race ignored, their color erased, or their culture whitewashed. And they don't want to be told that they're just like white people, which is the promise and premise of colorblindness. Colorblindness centers whiteness by assuming that an absence of color or a refusal to acknowledge it is preferable to being of color and embracing it. It also implies that the only way people of color can be treated fairly is if they're treated like they are white. And if that's the answer, we're asking the wrong question. Race is biologically arbitrary but socially relevant. If race doesn't exist, then racism can't exist either, and neither can racial discrimination. These are all realities that people of color live with every day, the consequences of which have generational implications. Colorblindness wants to shove race under a rug and leave it there. But race is not a dirty word, and we can't cure what we cover up. Colorblindness will not end racism. In fact, it can be argued that colorblindness is itself a form of racism. The problem with colorblindness is the assumption that seeing and acknowledging race is racist. The problem with colorblindness is it oversimplifies the relationship between perceived race and racism. The problem with colorblindness is it ignores the lived experiences of people of color. The problem with colorblindness is it wants to pretend that race doesn't matter when it does, or that we are in a post-racial moment when we're not. Colorblindness is not a cure for racism, because racism is a byproduct of white supremacy, not the ability to tell the difference between skin tones. So perhaps instead of pretending we don't see color, we need to instead try to see whiteness and all the harmful ways its inherent invisibility and assumed normality makes spaces unsafe for people of color. Another problem with colorblindness is the ableism implied in the term. As a medical condition, colorblindness isn't the inability to see colors. It is seeing colors differently. If seeing race differently was the point of colorblindness instead of ignoring it altogether, it would be a more notable option. We need better ways of engaging race, not those that attempt to disguise the problem, but those that seek to eradicate it. I'm Robin Boylorn. Until next time, keep it crunk.
And be sure to tune in for our next commentary, Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Brittany Young, producer and co-writer and editor for Crunk Culture. Our logo was created by Kiara Wright, and our theme music is provided by Rocky.